This is the Big Something. I'm Jake Brownell. Deepa Dia was born with a significant visual impairment, and for the first half of her life was legally blind. But at age 30, after years of being told by doctors that her condition was incurable, she found an ophthalmologist who was willing to operate, and she gained her sight. She describes it as a miracle. Deepa shared her story with StoryCorps, while the StoryCorps mobile recording booth was parked outside of Ivy Wild School in Colorado Springs earlier this summer. Now 54, Deepa remembers the joy and pain of learning to see.
The very first thing that I saw was my doctor, actually, when he took off the bandages. And I just was like, ah. And that whole first day was like walking in the Sunday funnies. The colors were so bright, so amazing. And maybe I should explain, you know, most blind people aren't completely blind. So yeah, I had some vision, but not a lot. And I remember the first walk, and it happened to be alongside a freeway. And I was amazed at all the cars just whizzing by. And not that I'd never seen a car before, but I could see the bead of light just caressing the contour of a car as it passed. And I could look across the highway, and I saw, for the first time ever, you know, this huge green evergreen tree, and it was springtime, and there was a dogwood in full bloom, and there was a crabapple tree in full bloom, and the colors just astounded me, and I just stared. I did a lot of staring for the first, gosh, long time, actually. And sometimes I still do it. I've been asked one time, what did I do to prepare? And honestly, in hindsight, I wish I had done a lot more preparation. The only thing I knew to do was take off 8 weeks for medical leave. When I got back home in the first, you know, days, it was just strange. I mean, I'd never seen myself. When I looked in a mirror for the first time, I was like, wow, who is that person? Is that me? Is that who I really am? Or what I look like? The way I had learned to function in the world was I had huge magnifying glasses for when I read. And I had a monocular to see a little more distant. And my brain was used to being able to see things only somewhat clearly if they were plastered up to my nose. And here I was with my hand, and I could no longer see it when I had it close to my nose. And I'd be looking like, well, what is this? And I'd have to pull my hand away just to see it in focus because my focus had changed. And now I could see something farther, and I was just like, everything I tried to touch had this unreal aura around it, just kind of fuzzy because my brain didn't know what to do with all this stuff. And I can tell you that in the first 2 weeks, I certainly know in the first 3 weeks that my eyes kept changing. And I shouldn't even say that it was my eyes. I think it was my brain trying to make sense of what I could now get, you know, all the more input that it was getting. But I know I had so many firsts, like the first time I picked up a book and opened up to any page and just wept because now I understood what other people could do. They could read a whole sentence at once. And all I'd ever been able to do is see one word at a time on a page. I happened to have 3 degrees math, physics, and computer science. And I opened to an equation, and I wept and wept and wept because all I'd ever been able to do was see one piece of the equation, and I'd have to hold it in my head, and then I'd have to look at the next symbol, and then I'd have to look at the next symbol, and I'd have to parse it in my head and just remember everything that I was looking at. And I finally understood the magnitude of what I had accomplished by even accomplishing the degrees I did. You know, there's all this joy, but I also had things that appeared to look a little backwards. So, for example, here I am. I'm at home. I have 8 weeks off. And I'm trying to see what I can do and what I can't do. So I did take my bike out to see, well, gee, this has got to be better, right? Because I can see so much more. It's got to be better. I should be able to ride my bike more confidently and whatnot. And after I ran into a foot-long barrier, flipped over my bike, and found myself staring up at the sky on the grass beyond the barrier, I said, you know, this might not be a very good idea right now. I can't take in this information and do anything with it. I was better off being blind riding a bike than I was having this sight and misjudging everything I was looking at. One thing I haven't touched on is I was asked that question about, did I regret anything? Well, I can tell you I went through an identity crisis. I didn't know it was an identity crisis. What I knew was 3 months after I gained the vision I now have, I was alternately ecstatic, awesome, happy with crying, sometimes hysterically. And I had no clue what was happening, what was going on, what was I doing, why would I have sad emotions when this happy thing happened, why would I go through that? And I, again, one of these weird things occurred where I found myself with a counselor who turned out to be blessedly gifted, who I explained what I'd gone through, what I had done, and he said, you're grieving. You no longer know how to be in the world that you were in. You knew how to use what you had. You had your devices, your aids. You knew how to deal with all of that. And all of that is gone. You've lost your identity. You're in an identity crisis, and you're grieving your old self. And that's another one of those things where it's been a process where I've learned over time how to appreciate and understand what a gift I had when I was a kid, being blind, and now the gift of having the sight and having the contrast. There are many gifts I have from having been blind, and I certainly don't have to throw them away just because I gained vision, physical sight. I have both. And one of the things I have so deeply have that I wish everybody in the world would have is an appreciation of what this world, what they see in the world, what their sight is.
That was Colorado Springs resident Deepa Daya sharing her story of gaining vision at the age of 30. That story was recorded at the StoryCorps mobile recording booth, which stopped in Colorado Springs in June. You can hear more installments of StoryCorps on NPR every Friday morning on KRCC during Morning Edition, or at their website, StoryCorps.org.